Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you remember, my last message was the love of the Spirit. And today, the subject is wisdom from the Spirit. And the Bible takes this 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. It says, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." Amen. Yuval Noah Harari is an author, a historian, and a public speaker. And he claims God is dead and Jesus Christ, the message, is fake news. This man is not stupid. He is educated, but he has no spiritual understanding. The things and knowledge of this world and the things of God are two different matters. They are like light and darkness. You cannot merge it. You cannot have light and darkness at the same time. There is a physical world, and the physical world is where we live, where we move, where we communicate, where we have hopes and dreams and wishes. And there is a spiritual world, which you cannot see, you cannot touch it, but it's just as real. If you don't have the Holy Spirit with you or in you, you cannot understand the things of the Spirit. If you meet somebody who speaks a different language, he may talk and talk and talk, but it's nonsense to you because you cannot understand it. Unless you speak his language, you cannot understand. But if you understand that language, what he says makes sense. If the Spirit is talking to you and you cannot understand him, unless you speak the language of the Spirit. The letter to the Corinthians was written to real people. Corinth is in Greece, and Greece has produced a lot of different philosophies. Their understanding was worldly. It had nothing to do with God. For a Corinthian church, it is important to understand that it's not by philosophy or learning that you can know the things of God. We are in the same situation today. People know so many things. Knowledge has increased because of internet. Anybody who is interested can learn so many things. But it's not the knowledge that leads us to God. Paul knew that the Corinthians were Christians who had received the Holy Spirit because they had genuine faith in God and they have been saved. Every believer who trusts in God for salvation is given by God the Holy Spirit as a gift. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot even know about God. So Paul writes that as Christians, we have not received the Spirit of the world. We have not received the Spirit of the world. In other words, we have not been given the attitude that only accepts those things which we can observe for ourselves and work out with our human wisdom and reasons. When we came to faith in Jesus Christ, the worldly spirit is being replaced by the spiritual, Spirit, the Spirit of God. Through him, we gain the ability to understand what only can be understood spiritually apart from physical senses. God has freely revealed these things to us about his Son and the opportunity to be included into his family. So he wants us to know them and trust them as true. God has revealed the true wisdom to us by his Spirit. In proof of his deity, of the Holy Spirit, we observe that he knows all things and he searches all things, even the deep things of God, as it says in 1 Corinthians 2:10. No one can know the things of God, only his Spirit. He understands everything because he is one with the Father and one with the Son. And he makes known his divine mysteries to all who believe in him. The apostles were not guided by worldly principles. They had the revelation of these things from the Spirit of God and the saving impression of them from the same Spirit. These things they declared in plain, simple language taught by the Holy Spirit, totally different from the affected oratory and enticing words of man's wisdom. Only God's Spirit knows the wisdom and things of God. Human reason can never discover God and the things of God. But God's wisdom is revealed to believers that we might know the things that are freely given us by God. Only the Holy Spirit knows the things of God. And only the man who received Christ, is born again by the Holy Spirit, is able to understand spiritual things. Jesus spoke to the disciples about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16, verses 13 to 15. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will let you and will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and make it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. As believers, we have received the Holy Spirit so that we can understand the mature and deep things of God. As it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 7, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit of is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. The natural man cannot know the things of God. You must be born again to come into that knowledge. God's wisdom is the message of the Holy Spirit. He is teaching us the true wisdom of God. The message of God's glorious wisdom and gospel is a message, is not a message of man's wisdom. It is the Holy Spirit who teaches the wisdom of God and the gospel. is not a message that people of the world know. It's the Holy Spirit who teaches this wisdom and the gospel of God. The Holy Spirit guides us and directs us, teaches us to compare and combine spiritual things with spiritual things. We use the Word of God to interpret the Word of God. When we seek and read the instructions of God and do not understand something, we use other scripture references and passages in the Word to interpret what is not clear to us. The Holy Spirit keeps us from all error as we follow His leadership. In John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Somebody said, "I don't need to read the Bible because the Holy Spirit will tell me everything." If you don't read the Bible, how do you know it is the Holy Spirit who talks to you? Or maybe it's the devil talking to you. The Holy Spirit is talking to us and acting today. The Holy Spirit will never say anything that doesn't correspond with the Bible. Therefore, you have to know the Bible so that you know with certainty what is the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's very easy for us to think God spoke to us, yet it was only our own voice that we heard. It's important for us to learn under the leadership of God, that we have to learn under the leadership that God has established as a pastor in the church. That is why it's important to attend church and Bible studies. God has instituted the church. It's not a human invention. When Jesus was on earth, he attended the synagogue every Shabbat, every week. So how can a Christian say, "I don't need church"? If it was important for Jesus, how much more important it is for us? You attend the church to learn the word. Somebody said to me recently, "When I read the Bible, I don't understand things." That's why you must be in church, and that is why you have to attend Bible studies. Learn what the Bible teaches. The Holy Spirit will instruct you and teach you and show you. We are in the last days before the rapture. You know the time that we are in. You don't know it unless you read the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to interpret to you. There are many false teachers today, many fake news. So when you hear something, you must understand what is from the Holy Spirit. And you understand through the Holy Spirit. Today, you understand from the Bible what various things are, if the Holy Spirit instructs you. Differentiate what is of God and what is of the devil. Understand from the Bible the time that we are in. Find where it prophesies about today in the Bible. In 2020, Pastor Chris told us, research yourself. Find out by yourself. I found some channels in the Bible, in the internet, some channels which are not connected to the big tech. They're not connected to any organization. It's a Christian independent TV and a site where they are telling the truth. So don't believe what you read in the newspapers and see on the news, because it's usually fake news. They receive their script from somewhere, and you can hear that exactly word for word the same message on different channels. So it is not independent. But if you find the independent program, you know it is the truth. As you read the Bible and listen to such news, you can combine it and put it together and know what the Bible says about our day's happenings. Day by day, I understand that the rapture is at hand. The Holy Spirit has shown me dates and connections. I'm sorry that so many Christians, they don't want to hear about it. In the Bible is talking so much about the rapture, it's so much talking about the second coming of Jesus. The Old Testament is full of it. The New Testament is full of it. There are Old Testament prophets, they spoke nothing but end time, which was thousands of years ahead. There are old, yeah. If you don't want to hear this message, I'm sorry that you are not in touch with God and the Bible. From him, end time and the, for him, end time and the second coming of Christ is so important. So important. That is why he's telling us. That's why he is instructing us. That's why it is in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is showing us and instructing us. The Holy Spirit makes us aware of the time of the age and teaches us how we have to behave in these days. The people of this world cannot understand what the Spirit says. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They have the spirit of the world. And the prince of this world is Satan. So he will deceive, he's still deceiving people, making them believe that what he says is the truth. So people have to learn and gain knowledge. But they have to get the knowledge of God, not of the world. We have to receive the Holy Spirit to understand the things of the Holy Spirit. We are spiritual. We are not worldly. We have received the Spirit from God that we may understand what God has freely given us. Therefore, we teach, we speak the words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. You need spiritual discernment to teach others and to understand for yourself. Understand what the Word of God says. Understand. Understand the things happening in the world today. Understand what it means. Understand the connection between the world or the news and the Word of God. Combine it and put it together and see word for word is being fulfilled in our days. We are in the end time. The rapture is very near. Very near. And the things that are happening today in politics, in economy, in the society, is exactly what has been prophesied in the Bible, is setting the stage for the Antichrist to rule this world after the rapture. Study the Word, research, find out from the Bible. Amen.
deeply.